Chapter 4. Jo Ellen Hollister stared across the gleaming expanse of the polished mahogany desk and fought the feeling of relief washing over her. She wasn't here to lay her troubles at this man's feet. She'd given up the right to expect his help. "I know I said we needed to take a break, but..." Paper crinkled in her grasp, and she had to force herself to unclench her fingers to smooth out the wrinkles in the letter from the county. Harrison McNamara shifted his tall body, making the tufted leather of his chair creak.
"Stop that. I hope you know you can always come to me, no matter what."
Jo closed her eyes briefly, then forced herself to meet his gaze.
"Thank you."
He leaned forward, his dark eyes full of the intent focus and attention that never failed to send Jo's pulse into overdrive. Her heart kicked against her ribcage with bruising force, but this time she was pretty sure it had nothing to do with Harrison's deep-set brown eyes.
"Honestly, I can't believe you're only coming to me with this now," he said. "I know we haven't exactly been on the best of terms these last few months, but if you needed money to get the stables up and running..."
"She didn't tell me." Ridiculous. It was intolerable that out of the whole mess, this single fact could make Joe's throat squeeze tighter than a fist.
"I found out when I got this letter."
The words came out whispery and cracked. Jo cleared her throat forcefully and sat up in her chair.
"When Aunt Dottie gave me the money, I should have questioned it, but she told me a bond had matured and I just took it. I wanted my stables so badly."
Those dark eyes of Harrison's softened at the corners.
"You wanted to make her proud of you, to show her you were independent."
"And instead, I made her think she had no other option than to go to the meanest, nastiest old man on Sanctuary for a loan."